This is the Live Your Edge podcast, episode 30. Hello, everyone. This is Gilbert, your host. Today, we'll be speaking with Tatia Andrade, a life and relationship coach. She's also an Amazonian and is devoted to bringing awareness to the Amazon rainforest. In our episode today, we will be talking about self-love and compassion. Join me in welcoming Tatia Andrade. Welcome, everyone, to the Live Your Edge podcast. Today, I have Tatia with us, life and relationship coach and the founder of the Love Channel TV. Tatia, welcome to the show. Great to have you today.
Hi, Gilbert. Thank you so much. Hi, everyone. I'm so happy and excited to be here sharing a little bit of what I've learned and all this beautiful journey of love and relationships and life.
I'm really excited for this episode because we're talking about something that affects all of us, and it is the relationship that we have with ourselves. So the topic today is about how we can learn to love ourselves more in a world that always looks for ways to put us down. So before we get into the core of the topic, Tatia, why don't you share a bit about your backstory? How did you end up doing what you're doing now?
Yes, thank you, Gilbert. I'm so honored to be here. And yes, so this is a really long journey, right? The journey back to who we truly are. But it's beautiful and it's totally worth it. I started my journey super young, mainly because of my relationship with my father. I started doing personal development about 10 years ago, and so many coaching programs, group coaching programs, mainly in the beginning, and realizing that I had a lot of things to deal with. You know, I used to blame my father and my mother for things in my life, and that was really, I felt inside of me since really young that this was keeping me from really living my truth and achieving my highest potential. It was a good thing that I noticed so young, so I started working on it, right? So I started doing trainings and working on myself mainly. That's how I started. I worked so much on myself until with the best people in the world, you know, Tony Robbins, David Deida, and Mantak Shia, and many other people that really helped me in all areas of my life. I was like, okay, so now it's time to be a generator of change, not only a consumer. So I started to get some formation studying neuroscience, meta-coaching to become a coach. And I started to teach about the mind, about limiting beliefs, about business, about manifestation, about money. And I was actually doing pretty well and having a lot of results. And yeah, it was beautiful, but there was something missing. You know, I felt that was not it yet. And I had to take a break and stop and realign. So it was a tough time, you know, where I had to come back to myself because I was not happy. I was not living a life of passion and love, and I was preaching it. I was like, no, this is not fair with me and to others that are, you know, paying for my service and spending their time with me. I'm like, no. So I had to cancel a little bit of my trainings and clients and come back to myself. And you know, in this journey, I had a chance to realize that relationships and self-love are really what matters most and give us this is the why behind everything that we do, you know, so you can be truly joyful, happy, and successful in life. The relationships are really what drive us. And I really learned that through life experience. I would say that when I realized that relationships and self-love were the most important things, everything just started to realign in my life. My business I didn't have to make effort anymore. My ideas started to flow with easy and grace, and clients, the right kind of clients came to me because I was clear in my message. I was clear what I wanted to, you know, to create in my life. So I hope that answers your question to where I am today. That's how I got to where I am today, through this, all these experiences and realizations.
Yeah, it's very clear to us that you had to go through a lot of different paths before you got to where you are today. So what was it for you? What was your relationship with yourself, you know, before you got to where you are today? Mm. Like, what were some of the challenges and some of the limiting beliefs that you just talked about that you had to overcome?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's really, really great question, Gilbert. Well, some of the limiting beliefs I had was like, I cannot make money with spirituality because my work is self-love and things I believe is like spirituality. So this was one of them, or I'm not worth it to be paid the amount of money that I want to charge. I'm not good enough. Or like other people are not interested in working on themselves. Or that was, all these things were like, or me, I was like, I don't have time to waste on healing all these things, you know. So there's all these little things that really, in the long run, they make all the difference. Or I won't have enough money. I cannot do what I want because otherwise I won't have enough money. Most like money limiting beliefs were very attached to my relationships as well. For example, I cannot have a loving relationship before I am successful, before I have money. Or I have to succeed, otherwise my mother or my father, they won't be proud of me. And all of these things are really affecting the way we live our lives, you know? So I would say all of those things were really, really big for me. But, well, you start working on them.
Which one was the biggest one? Yeah. Which one took the most work?
Okay, so there's one that I didn't mention. It was, my belief was, I need to be better and I need to make other people better. So mm-hmm. What this gives us is like, I am already not good enough. You're always trying to fulfill something. Like it's a scarcity thing. It's like you're not already good enough for other people and for yourself. So when you're constantly trying to... Well, there's the good sides of it, of course, like everything in life. You know, I could have thrived more in my business and my personal development, but with this like behind thing, like I'm not good enough and all of this.
I'm sure a lot of people mm-hmm. also face this struggle of not being good enough or not feeling that they are worthy. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things in our world, mm-hmm. in the external world, that sort of validate these sort of limiting beliefs that, oh, we haven't achieved that sort of success mm-hmm. yet, so we cannot be going out giving advice or sharing with other people, or
yes,
we are not at a point, or I'm, you know, if there are in the entertainment, maybe they might say I'm not good looking enough, I'm not good enough in this role,
exactly.
In business it might be I don't have enough experience. And some of the listeners hearing this today might have their own challenges with I'm not worthy or I'm not good enough. So what is sort of the mm-hmm. effect, you know, that really had on you?
Yeah.
And how did you go about slowly working mm-hmm. to combat it and even replace it with what we refer to as self-love?
Okay. Yeah, so... First of all, you mentioned something and I need to go into that because it's really important. I'm not ready yet, or I am not good enough, or I don't have enough experience. You know, you probably can also talk about this, Gilbert, because you have your experience with your podcast. When you started, you didn't really quite know anything. But then when you start doing it and when you start coming from a place of like, I don't know, but I'm going to do it anyways. This is where the power lies, because we don't really know anything, actually. You know, life is made of this moment, this present moment, and we have to make only decisions to go for it. We don't need to know everything. And that's what's beautiful about life and relationships, because we don't really know. It's unknown. So we got to be comfortable, first of all, with the uncertainty of the future. This, for me, it's a big thing, because we try...
Is it acceptance of the fact?
Or an acceptance of an outcome. No, it can be as well. But I would say, like, being uncomfortable with the unknown, with the uncertainty, and really accepting the results as they are. For example, if we fail, there's no such thing, because we learn some. So actually, failure is actually a good thing, because you learn something. It's like you were bold enough, courageous enough to try. So you should be proud of yourself. And then you learn the lesson. And the next time you can be better. So most of the people, what they do when they fail, they feel so bad because they failed and they don't try again. But actually, if you do it again the next time, you will be much better. And then what's going to happen? You feel powerful. You feel better with yourself. And then you start to create, I would say, it's like you create a feedback for yourself of success. You know, you got to do things so you can have the feedback. If you stay in one place and if you stay with your old story, we got to be careful the way we tell our story to ourselves really, really matter. So like really working on our stories, you know, what are we telling ourselves constantly? I had another friend another day that she came to me and she told me about a friend that had bad results in their lives. And I really believe in vibration. And I said, really, but that's kind of vibration. And what is that? What's happening with her vibration? Is she vibrating low? Is she complaining? She's like, no, she doesn't complain a lot. She complains a little bit. I'm like, wow, that's complaining. If you complain a little bit, that's complaining. You know, it doesn't matter. So really paying attention in the little things in life, but really hard work to do our things is important, but also alignment, it's really important. So if we combine both, we go into the flow zone where we are just flowing through life. So alignment is very important, and the effort, right? The doing part of it. And once we start building these things, we start building our confidence as well. And because confidence is, we build it, we are not born with it. The confidence comes from the things that we learned, the things that we achieved, the things, you know, it's not that self-esteem. We are already winners. We were born winners, right? From the run inside our mom's body, you know, So we are winners already. We should be proud of it. And this is an opportunity to thrive every single day. I don't know if I lost myself a little bit in your question.
Well, you mentioned the alignment. So what are we aligning now before we get in?
We are aligning into our deepest truth, basically. We are aligning to a life that matches our blueprint. So it's really doing the inner work to find out what this beautiful, extraordinary quality of life looks like for each one of us. And that, you know, sometime to really feel into it and do some journaling, do some, you know, you can find someone to support you to understand it. Or maybe it's very clear to you and you already know what this life looks like to you. So you got to start really aligning your life and see what your daily habits, if your daily habits are taking you to this lifestyle, because the secret really lies in your daily habits.
So when we mean by alignment, we are, you know, through journaling or through interacting with other people, we are creating these feedback loops of positive, constructive behavior that gets us closer to the person that we want to be.
Yes, exactly. Like every choice we make, you know, through our day, every choice we make, it's important. When we are clear where we are going, like if I know that, okay, so I want to create impact in this world through my coaching or through films. I want to people to understand that we need Mother Nature, and we need one another, that we're one, we're not separated. How am I gonna get there? And how am I gonna live my life so people around me and my family and friends can really get there, that message energetically? I don't even need to talk about it. My daily actions, they speak for itself. I would say that alignment is that, for example. What should I do to get more exposure in my business? Like podcasts or YouTube videos or Instagram or magazines or talking with people on the streets, whatever it is for you. Like, all these little things are really magical, because while I was speaking with you right now, Gilbert, I had two people coming in. I saw the messages coming on my retreat in the Amazon. And another email came in that I cannot share. But like, three things happened just because I am aligned to this expansion of my truth. So when you align to the expansion of your mission in the planet Earth, everything else starts taking place easily, with flow and ease. That's my life experience. I speak that. It's not because I read in a book or anything like that. It's really like I have these results in my own life, moment by moment. So for me, this is what alignment means.
And you also mentioned paying attention to the little things. And I could also say it's sort of generating awareness of everything that we are, every little thing or habit that we do in our daily lives. And Do you recommend that we go set aside a time to, you know, journaling is one thing, but do you also say record everything that you do in the day for a period of time, right? And then you examine what are some of the things that I'm doing that's not getting me, that's not in alignment with who I am.
Yeah, that's great. I think that could be an awesome thing to do, for sure. You know, there are many ways that you can do it. You can have someone, a partner, accountability partner. You can really write down, like, as you mentioned, you can journal, or you can, I don't know, record, however you want. It's nice to just, like, have moments of consciousness, like really in the morning and in the night, just stopping and in the morning. Okay, so, wow, what a beautiful day. Thank you so much. Today I'm going to be doing this, this and that. And commit to something, commit to what you want to create, commit to your vision, to your life. Because really, like, I get so sad when I see beautiful, amazing humans and friends and, like, not, I see so much potential, and you know, there's just not enough motivation. So I would say that our daily habits and the little things should also be connected to our why. Everything is aligned, and the reason why we do everything is the most important. So yeah, I think that's a great idea to keep track.
Like, how we do anything is how we do everything, right?
Yes. Exactly, yes.
So in getting from this flow zone, this flow state, to really to get to the start of, like, self-love, how can we get there? What is sort of a process or the journey or the experience?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful question. First of all, we need to start and heal all the blame, guilt, all this low vibration emotions and feelings stored in us, right? So it's really important. So what are we, who are we blaming? Because we need to start becoming responsible so we can truly love ourselves. Otherwise, it's very easy. We just blame someone else and we stay where we are. Once we take responsibility, then there is a path to that. It is really forgiving ourselves and others, right? And really seeing, blaming them effectively. How do we blame them effectively? We really see, like, the good things they did for us. Maybe they did a horrible thing to you. You grew from it. Somehow you became better. Somehow you have more experience. So looking at as bad as it is, there's something good that needs to be taken into account. So started to heal this old wounds, I would say, right? And then you can communicate. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna add, like, what question would you ask yourself about that experience that you're having, so that you can turn the narrative from something that is from blaming someone or being guilty about something, and turning that experience into something that will
beautiful
enhance you and help you grow?
Beautiful question.
Beautiful question.
Well, for me and my clients, something that really works is seeing through God's perspective, right? You, first of all, you look at this question, you're seeing this in your own perspective. And then you can go through the other people's perspective that they did something to you. So you go, you close your eyes. There's a guided meditation to it. So if anyone is interested, you can come to me. I can send that to you. So you go to the other people's perspective. And then after that, you look from above. What God wants you to learn. What's the lesson for you in that, for both of you in that moment, or for you? Just focus on yourself first. What's the lesson there for you? Because life is about that, right? Is first to learn. This is a school. We are, you heard that many times. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And so we are learning how to be humans as well. So what is the lesson there? What is the lesson for me? And for everyone around involved to learn. That's a big one.
So sometimes we have this, by the way, I love the question. It reminds me of, you know, I think it's a good reminder for all of us that anything that happens to us, it can happen to us or it can happen for us, right? And a lot of times people, when they play victim, things are happening to them, right?
Absolutely.
So just shifting the perspective. No, say there's something that they're asking this question and the lesson sort of repeats itself, or I would say sort of the experience repeats itself, and it's not an experience that they want to have. So possibly the lesson hasn't been learned and is still reoccurring. So what lesson was that for you, and how can we go about really identifying and going beyond that?
Yeah, so that's really cool, because actually, sometimes life it's like this. Sometimes I got the lesson, all right? I've been through that so many times. I got the lesson. This time I got the lesson. You say, last time I got the lesson. But then life comes again and gives you again that lesson to see if you really learned the lesson. So what is going to be your reaction in that point on? Because there's no such thing as the work is done. There's no such thing as the work is finished. It's an ongoing cycle of life. You got to go up and then you go down. You go up, you go down. There's waves. So things are going to continue coming, but your ability to deal with them and to really go through them, that's what changes. It's not the things outside of you. It's the inside of you. That's the only thing we're responsible for. Anything outside of us, we have no control. And they can keep happening and happen over and over again. We don't have control over them. What we have control is how we're going to go through them. Our inner power is the only thing we can control. Hmm. Does that answer your question?
That does answer the question. But I have a supplementary question to that, which is, let's say that this person is attracting certain things to happen in their life. And it's sort of like a pattern. So that might be a little bit different from
I totally get it what you're saying. So if the person is doing all the work, because we got to really see what are we vibrating, what kind of vibration we are at. So there is the chart of vibrations. I don't know the name exactly, but if we Google it, the chart of frequency, something like that, emotions, the chart of emotional frequency. If you Google that, you can see. And we are only attracting, so everything is about vibration in this world, you know? So whatever we are attracting is vibrating in our frequency. If we are attracting over and over again, we are vibrating that frequency, right? Otherwise, if we are vibrating at different frequency, things can still come, but they don't stay long. It's not, doesn't affect us. It's like they come and go fast. It doesn't really bother us. It goes, maybe bothers us for like 3-5 minutes and that's it. But if that's something that is really consuming, it's because you're vibrating in that frequency and there's something you need to heal still and learn. So if it's coming back over and over and consuming you, maybe you still didn't learn the lesson. You still have to work on it. And of course, then doing the more depth work can really support and go, get you going on that. Getting someone, a professional, or doing some sort of trainings, or like really going into like groups of people that are vibrating really high and creating other kinds of environment for yourself, creating other kinds of groups and situations for your life, I would say. Because we're, like I said, we are creating. So if we're still creating something from our past, maybe like write it down on the paper. This happened. Okay, so why do I think this happened? Because of this, this, and that. Then what kinds of feeling does this get me? Da-da-da. What do I believe about this? What do I don't believe about this? And see, if this is positive and ecological for yourself, good. If it's not, we need to change so we can evolve. If it's doing you harm, your beliefs, and everything around your beliefs are really harming you, if the results you're getting are not what you want, then it's really all about the beliefs. All always comes back to them. It's incredible. You can go to business coaching, life coaching, mindset coaching, relationship coaching. The principles are really similar. Did I answer you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did actually. Yeah, I'm just thinking, if the person, because I've been fortunate enough to be able to attend some of these trainings where you're in a group and we're sort of coaching each other, and not by giving advice, but sort of just asking questions and getting deeper into what's really happening, what's at the core of it. And one of the questions that often comes up is pertaining to sort of lies that we are telling ourselves. And let's make this sort of around why we cannot begin to love ourselves because of something that might have happened to us in the past that is no longer there, but there's things that are kind of coming in this in a different form, but it's still the incarnation of the same thing. But what I'm really getting at is like, what are some of the lies that people can be telling about themselves that are keeping them or hindering them from getting to a place of where they are fully accepting of themselves?
I think one of the most, comfort, you know, comfort is a really big thing. You need, and you can tell yourself comfort lies as much as you want, but it's not going to get you anywhere than other than where you're at. Because we are comfort, because really growth takes pain. It's sometimes it can be really painful to get out of where we want. And some people are not willing to feel this short-term pain to have long-term success or pleasure, whatever you want to call. So every decision we make is from pain or pleasure, right? So if we are avoiding the short-term pain, which is doing something now and dealing with something now, we are going to get it later for a long term and it's not going to be resolved for a momentary pleasure. So another thing is really going back into your inner child, seeing what this inner child needs. What is your inner child wanting from you? Because you're the only one that can really heal your inner child. Like, we tend to blame our mother, our father, our exes, or whatever, uncle, whatever it is, or the high school crush, or girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. But it all.
Can you give us an example of for that, like manifesting? You know, with an example about like, some of the things that your inner child, like being more like your inner child. What kind of example would you?
One of the beautiful exercises that I love to do is with a mirror. So you can just go in front of the mirror, look deep into your eyeballs, like the black part of it, which is like the entrance, the door for your soul, and say your name, say, hey, little Gilbert, or little Tasha. If I would be looking at myself, I would say, little Tasha, I am here for you. You are protected. You are loved. Tell me, what do you need? No one can take your power away. Your power is yours. This power is yours. And I'm here with you to protect you. So you give what your inner child needs. You know, so if they are feeling alone, you can say like, hey, I am with you. And it's really healing. Like, it's like really your mother is telling you. Because one thing that is really powerful is to take care of ourselves like we were our child. So, for example, you wouldn't say to yourself like, oh my God, you're so fat and ugly. Would you say that to your child, to your son? Would you say, Gilbert, I'm asking you, like, would you say to your son like, oh, you're not good enough? Would you say that to him?
No,
right? No. Yeah. I wouldn't say, at least I wouldn't say to your daughter. There are many parents that may, perhaps they haven't healed themselves and they do say that. But that's not our responsibility. I'm talking about us, you, me, and everyone listening here. Would you treat your child badly? Would you say that they are stupid? Would you say that they're not good enough? Would you say that to your child? No, you're going to say, you're amazing. You can do anything you want in this life. You're so ready for it. You got this. I'm with you. You are amazing. I love you. Can you see the vibration of change when I start saying those things? Can you feel like goosebumps?
Yeah, I feel it. And I think it's also subconsciously, many of us tell ourselves this, like,
yeah,
we put ourselves down when we are not conscious of it. And when we're not, like, you know, like you said, looking in the mirror and talking to our inner child, a lot of times we would say these things.
It's totally on our subconscious.
And what you're suggesting is really taking this subconscious behavior and bringing it,
yes,
you know, into light and being conscious of it and reprogramming it.
Exactly.
By consciously having a conversation with yourself.
Absolutely. Because really, we cannot do anything with darkness. You cannot do anything with darkness. The only thing you can do is add light. Once you add light to darkness, then you can transform. But in the dark, you cannot do anything. So you got to add light. That's the only way to get out of it, to transform.
Got it.
Yeah.
This is a very awesome episode because we got to dive very deep into generally when people talk about things you hear all the time, like gratitude, acceptance, they don't go deep to the point of addressing the fact that really the conversations that we're having with ourselves is what drives our behavior and our results in our life. So one parting advice that you would give to people listening to this today that may have a struggle, a limiting belief, or even there's something bothering them, or it's just a habit or something that just keeps repeating itself in their life, what type of parting advice would you give to them?
Okay. I would say you are the one you have been waiting for. That's it. You are the one you have been waiting for. And instead of trying to get rid of things that you don't want, yes, you can do that, but start putting good things inside of your life. Because like I said, you gotta add light. So just start putting good things, more good things. And from every area of your life, like start doing things that you love, start nourishing your body with amazing, alive foods. You start hanging out with amazing people that are vibrating super high. They're really conscious and doing fun things. They're happy. You know, start just taking a look at every area of our life and upgrading yourself and doing this yourself because you're the one you have been waiting for. That's it.
Awesome. I really appreciate you coming onto this podcast, Tasha.
My pleasure.
It's been an honor to have you and have you share with our audience.
Absolutely. It is my pleasure.
Yeah, if people would like to follow you and know more about what you do and what you offer,
yes,
how can they find out about you?
Absolutely. They can go on my Instagram. It's Tasha, THATJA Andrade, ANDRADE. And that's also my website, tatiaandrade.com, my Facebook, you can go there. I have right now a beautiful fundraiser for a documentary we are doing in Amazon Rainforest to raise awareness, to spread, and it's going to be featured in major channels. So we are doing an independent film. We're going there in about 2 months from now, 3 months from now. So if anyone would like to go and support that cause, they can go to gofundme.com/AmazoniaHeart. And that's also on my website. And we also have a beautiful journey that's going to be life-changing in the Brazilian Amazon with the indigenous tribes. We are going to be doing plant medicine with this first woman that became a shaman in her tribe. So it's going to be super powerful, a really small group of like-hearted souls. And I invite you, if you feel the call, anyone from your audience that feels the call, please let me know. We would love to have in our team. And that's it for now, Gilbert. I feel really honored to be here with you. Thank you for connecting and making this happen.
Awesome.
You're doing great things.
Likewise.
You're doing great things in this world. Huh? Thank you.
You as well. And that brings our episode of the day to close. Thank you for having you on our show, Tatia.
Thank you. Hope to do it again in the future.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. You can find more episodes every Tuesday. If you haven't done so, please subscribe for more updates as they come. Until next time.